In Parshas Re'eh, we learn that there's an Isser of Mechikas Hashem. So what do you do if you have one of the names of Hashem and the letters are touching each other? So that's where we're going to pick it up now in Chavav. It says the Mechaber, Im Osios Shel Shem Tivukos, if they are touching, Yochel Lahafrim, you're allowed to separate that. So Mishnah explains, what are you separating? Tivukos and Kuf Chavav. Bein Lamala, Bein Lamata, whether above or below. This happens when they became attached, they're touching at the time when you were writing it. But if you've already finished completing writing and then the letters became attached to others, you can't separate it. I'm Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, he says at the bottom, if you look at Ayin Im Osios Shalshem, Ayin Mishnah Brush, Kosov Vahani Mile Shinidbeku, okay. No de be Yehuda be Chilik Yeradeya be Simin Kuf Samach Tes, Chosha Kosov Sham Hatam, De Shema Halacha Ketewitz Shein Yishal Beis Yosef. Maybe like the second answer, the Beis Yosef, the low boy Mukaf Gavil, Rak Be Is Ksiva. Maybe we only require that there be white space surrounding all the letters at the time of the actual writing. Nearly poshut to im mistapek amos nase hadibuk. If you were unsure exactly when the letters did become attached, did it happen when you were writing it? Did it happen afterwards? Yochel hafrido. Then you would be allowed to separate them. Mitam sveik sveika, because of a double doubt over here. Number one, to shema nase beis ksiva. Maybe you don't know. Maybe it happened at the time you're actually writing it. The im tim salom, and even you're going to say the nase acher kach. It may happen after the time ksiva. Shema halacha kiteiritz aleph shel beis. Okay, so therefore he has you are can be makil vafilu lahamachmirim b'sveik sveika. Even of those who are strict on the sveik sveika, beisra mechika yesh lahakil b'zeh. We can still be lenient on this. Lefimasha kosov sham hanodu b'yehuda chemochik miktas ois va'adayin nishar tzuras olav. When you've scraping part of it, it still has the tzura, the image, the form of that letter. Ein chayav b'zeh mishum mochek. Rachmid rabbanon, ein sham. Okay, fine, good. That is the bir halacha that's being referenced here over the Mishnah Berurah. Next, Mishnah Berurah kuf chav zayin lahafridam. You're allowed to separate them. Ve'ein bo mishum iser mechika. There's no problem with erasing the shem Hashem. Kaven de misakim b'zeh. You're really fixing it. Ve'chol shekein, how much more so? Im haya devukos laosios acheros. If they're touching other letters, demote lahafrid haosios haacheros mehem bechol gavin. You're allowed to separate the other letters. They're touching the letters of the shem Hashem. Ve'vad she yizahar. You have to be very careful. Shlo yiga hasakin laosa nekuda haachrona hamedubekas im Hashem. Meaning, what you're really doing is you're scraping away the other parts of the letter, meaning that's what he's saying to do over here, that you're allowed to do, but you don't touch the Shem Hashem, you touch the other part of the letter that is touching Hashem's name. Good. Chaf Zayin. This is going to talk about the what types of D.O., the black ink that has to be used for writing mezuzah. I'm sorry. It is for mezuzah, but we're talking about tefillin. Osios v'tevois shenimchaku kitzas. So letters, words that became a little bit erased. Im rishuma nikar. If there's a little bit of a residue, you could recognize what letter it is. Kol kach. So much so. Shetina gdelot chakim v'lo tipeish yochel likroisam. A kid who's not too smart, not too stupid. He could read them. Okay, fine. Mutter lahavir kumus aleihen lehetiv haksav. You're allowed to go over it to touch it up with the quill in order to fix it. L'chadsho v'lo havesh lo kesidron. Because, again, we've seen so many times already, you didn't lose the tzura of the os, so now you're not writing the os, you're just fixing up the os that was there previously. And that's allowed. Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Chaf Ches 128, shenimcha ketzas is being a little bit erased. What does this mean? Pirush means as follows. Shehalach me'al ha'osios ketzas mare hadio shelhen. Some of the ink has started to fade from there. Ve'im b'techilas kasiva lohaya hadio shochor. Now, at the beginning of your writing it and the ink is not black, that's going to be a problem. El doime lelovon, shehuchuchol, mariso, o odem looks reddish. Tsarich lahavir aleihem kumas. Right, you have to now go over it again with the quill. Havish lo kesidron. That's considered writing out of order. Aval the behind the shulchan orich lo mikreish lo kesidron. Here we're not talking about writing anything out of order. Kimech gam achshav haksav hu kosher, because it is kosher letters. It's not a problem. It's fading, but it's still there. Umash mosif alav eina ela meshamro shelo yis machek yoser. You're protecting it. Shouldn't get more erased, and that's allowed because the words are there. The letters are there. But when we just apply, when you have a little bit of the original black ink still there. It's literally just jumping off the page. You have this like reddish, residue over there from there. Like the ink is fading, now it's turning into the reddish color. At that point already, it's too late, because at that point already, when it's gotten to be that reddish, that's like the residue that's on it, so then that's too late, because now you're considered to be writing it for the first time. Fikach, I skipped that one second. No, where am I? Fikach, im niklav, yeah, mix us with orech, no, where am I? Blah, blah, blah. Hamavir kum, yeah. Sorry, let's start again. Lefikach, good. Im niklaf miktas orech havav katas dio. Okay, so part of the vav has now been faded. Vinisha rak roishim ha-chaluda ba-osamach. We just have that red residue part over there. Tzrichin la-haroisin la-tinuk. You have to now show this to the kid. Im yesh bechelik ha-elyon shir vav. So you cover up the bottom part and you say, look, what letter is this? Tzarek lechasos ha-chelik ha-tachlon. You cover the bottom. Shelo yitzarfehu ha-tin. He's not going to combine the top to the bottom. V'dumya demad kasabn la-eo besif katan memches. V'da'od. Meaning, so if you can recognize it, then it's still fine. More than that, it says, didas ha-primagodim hu dafilu nishar memashos dio. Even if, he's a big machmer over here, even if you have a little bit of the black ink, raksha niklaf shachrus el elyon benisha odim, all you have is the under part, the red that's underneath it, because the black is like left already, havish lo kasidron. That's too late now, and it's no longer considered an os, and then if you're going to fix it, that's writing it out of order. The odim ain koshla tefillin, because you can't have red ink instead of for the tefillin. Aval chasam soifer bechelik yoredeus simin reishin unvav polik alav. He's more lenient on this. V'sover, and he says the im hashinui ad mumis hu machmas yoshen. The reason why it's becoming reddish now is not even happening immediately. You wrote it, now it's red. No, it's fading. That's why it's getting older. Harehu kosh, that's fine. Shaharehu nichtav b'diyo, because it was written with ink at the right time. Lahachi nemro halacha lichtov b'diyo. Right, so that's, you can write it with you wrote it with ink, it's still ink, right? All you had to do is write it with red. Now it's fading, that's not going to be a problem. That's the way the world goes. The black ink fades. So it lightens it up a little bit. Okay, it becomes a little reddish, not a problem. Asa ke'ein mare shekorn beloshin Ashkenaz brown. Looks like brown. Okay, mikol malkum, right? It's fading. It's not the dark black. It's brownish reddish. Okay, mikol malkum tov lahavir bekumas. You should still go over it, touch it up with the black ink. Vafilu b'shemus hakadoshim, right? Korb levadi nemutar. You could even do this on the shem Hashem kidiyo al gabe dio. It's like black ink on ink. Ve'inkan mechikin yar racing. Ve'im nishtana la'oyde mamish. But if it's totally red now, it's not reddish. You know that the residue thing, brownish, reddish, whatever. It's red. She'ain kain darkan shell stam dio. That's not the normal way that the ink goes. Filu rak la'admumis rak nishtana miyad. Or if you did this happened immediately after you had written the letters. Ain't to oisa sefer Torah. You can't fix it. We're talking about tefillin, but same thing here by sefer Torah. You can't fix it. Shenir she'ena machmas yoshin va'akorchach yesh chisarn be'ikar hadiyo shenasis misamamis samanim achirim. This is a problem with the ink they used itself. It's no good. Meaning that's a telltale sign. If it turns red right away, you know this wasn't kosher ink. Akein posel me'ikar. It's no good. Kilo nichta b'dio wasn't written with the correct ink. Uveshemos also lahavir alav dio. Now then you'd not be allowed to go over this with the ink. Ein sham shemarach b'cholze milsa b'taim. He explains the reasoning over there. Okay, good. Chaf ches yesh lizar shlo yikanes rosh halamed be'avir hey. So if you have the lamed sticking into that, if the top of the lamed goes into the airspace of the hay, or a ches, right? It goes into the airspace of the ches, afi the blonigi, even if it doesn't touch it, it still shouldn't go into that, enter into that space. Okay, now the mechaber, I'm sorry, Mishabrua, kuf chavtes, shlo yikanis, it shouldn't enter, afi the kol shehu. Even the smallest part, Rosh Halamed Bishura Shalamala Hemen, it shouldn't extend beyond the line that it's on. V'hu Hadin, V'chaf Pshuta Chaf Pshuta here means an end of sophis, so a final chaf. Right, it shouldn't go down underneath it, but os tes the ayin chedomim to go into the space of letters underneath it. I mean, if you have a tes underneath an end sophis, that would be a chaf sophis, that would be a problem. Chedomim, okay, kuflamib avir hahei hu adin ba'avir aleph. Otav v'chadoma, same thing with these other letters. V'chol shekin, how much more so? Shizar shlo yikanes be'avir dalad reish, not to go into the space of the dalad reish, meaning this lamed going up there. Shlo yira kehe v'chadoma. You can imagine if you have the top of a lamed sticking into a up where dalad is down, that looks like a hey, that's a problem. Kuf lamed aleph, oches, hu adin iniknas rosh lam letoch avir shel chaf pshuta, that's the end chaf sophis, kilakamei, besif katin, kuf lamed beis, is going to be the next one. Okay, let's see that now. Kuf lamed beis, below negia without touching, dib negia below hachi pasul, because if it touches, it's without that, that's a problem. Meshum chesron hakaf is gavil, because now you're lacking that requirement of having it surrounded by the letters. Umash mimiloshin hashulchan orach, and applies into kosov sheyesh lizar. So you should be careful about this. Davkid lechatchila. I mean, he doesn't say it's no good. Just be careful. It's not the best way of doing things. Aval lola ikuva b'diev. But if you did do this, it's not going to be a problem. V'hani mili shlo nichnas be'inyan sheyiposed tsuras ha'ois aideze. This is only good b'diev when you didn't destroy the form of the letter by doing this. Kigon shenichnas rak ma'at. It goes in a little bit. Aval im nichnas kolkach. It goes in so much so be'inyan shenish. Now it looks like a different letter. If you would cover the line beneath this, right? He's not going to see that. He's not going to recognize what it is because you cover the thing. That's considered to be a significant change in the form of the letter, and that is no good. The gamlo yitzuyer bo tikun mishum shlo kasidra. Right now it's going to be out of order. Fechol shkein, how much more so? Imnichnas rosh halame betoch chalal dalad or reish. If it goes into that airspace underneath the dalad or of the reish, right? Venir kehei, the apostle, that's going to make it look like, hey, it's no good. Ve ena moil bezeh kriya satinuk. That's not going to help if a kid reads it correctly. Shaharei einenu rosh, because we look with our own eyes, we can figure this out. We don't need to call the kid. We know exactly what's going on over here. Shenishtana ayidezeh laos acher. It totally looks like a different letter, and therefore it's going to be possible in this case. Okay, we'll pick it up next time with chaftes.